The Lord is kind and merciful, was our psalm. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. At the very onset of today's liturgy, my dear brothers and sisters, you and I heard the gospel. The gospel, another word for the gospel, is good news. And why is it a good news? Because the gospel, the four gospels written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give the history of Christ's mission, the 3 years of his mission activity there. Yeah. And today, you and I heard it. Even if you pick up one of those things, I think the world will be a better place. Now, just to give you a background, in the Jewish law, in the Judaic law, it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, why is that? Why was it written there? Because if you read the Old Testament, if you read the history there, our Jewish brothers and sisters were victims of persecution. They were harassed, they were punished, they were imprisoned there, they were killed. Yeah. And so to self-preserve themselves, they said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. In other words, revenge. Revenge. You and I know what revenge is. Revenge, my dear friends, may be sweet. We get a satisfaction. Well, I got my chance. But it is its sweetness of the bitterness kind. It doesn't try to reform the offender's behavior. The person whom we take revenge against is still the same person. But rather, it inflicts pain on each and every one of us. I'm looking back in my own life and say, you know, did I feel good if I did that? No. And I'm sure in your life, as in our lives as human beings, we can narrate or we can count instances, you see, where we took revenge. The sweetness or the satisfaction by taking revenge is only momentary for time. For after, so to say, the sugar rush, follow feelings of despondency, and we feel that we should not have done that there. Now, the background. Christ, for 30 years of his life, was at home, perhaps, you know, helping his father, obedient to his parents. Yeah. It's only the last 3 years of his life we have the Gospels there. Yeah. But during this, I think, reflecting on today's Gospel, I think the 30 years where he was at home, he was in prayer, of course, with his father, but also he saw things there happening. See, he belonged also to the Judaic faith. Yeah. And I'm sure he prayed to the Holy Spirit as a human being. And so when he got the opportunity with his disciples, he gave us the rule of thumb. Jesus taught us to love our enemies. It's difficult. The idea sounded preposterous at that time. The Jewish nation was under occupation, and its people felt justified in despising their Roman oppressors. Revenge, as I said earlier, was enshrined in the Jewish law. But then comes Christ. He's preparing his disciples, and today, the good news, he shares it with us there. He says, the commandment to love your neighbor was very important to the Jewish people. But they understood the term neighbor to be restricted scope. The word neighbor for them was very, very restricted. Perhaps it just meant their family, or perhaps it was just in a small area. But here, when Christ tells us, love your neighbor, is every human being. And as I said before, every human being is made according to the image and likeness of God. Basically, in every human being, there is love. Jesus taught that every human being is our neighbor and that peace is something anyone can make. He detailed the kind of provocations people might face and suggested radical ways of dealing with them. Treat your enemies well, only to find they treat you badly. It happens. It happens. I'm sure you can narrate that. You can find things in your own life, in your own family. So what do you do then? Keep on loving them just the same? If they mutter, if they curse, if they backbite, if they gossip, are we to be quiet according to the law of Jesus there? Yes. Yes. Basically, my dear brothers and sisters, what Christ is trying to tell us today, you know, affects every one of us, including me and you. You know. And what is that? Forgiveness. Forgiveness there. Forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not easy. It's not easy at all, you know. Forgiveness is a process. It's a process. Yeah. As Pope Francis, just the other day, you see, you know, he was reflecting with the cardinals there, you know, about his 52 years as a priest. Yeah. And one of the things he mentioned about, he found it very difficult, you see, to forgive. Did you realize or have you ever heard that he was abandoned by his own order? Because in his own order in Argentina, they found him very difficult as superior. And so they sent him to Germany on the pretext of trying to do some studies. Yeah. He narrated that. But Francis has often said, he said to the priests, you know, to us, to share their experiences. And I can tell you from my own experience, my dear brothers and sisters, that I found it very difficult, you know, to forgive. To forgive those who were nearest to me, my family. To forgive, you know, those who were in the church. Very difficult. And this is exactly what Christ is telling us. Forgiveness is important. How did I come to terms with that? It took me a while. In one case, it was about 7 years to be able to come to terms of forgiveness. In another case, it was more than that. And in spite of asking the Lord, touch me, touch me, touch me, heal me, you know, until one day, you see, it just struck me on a retreat, you know, when I was saying the Our Father, you know, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Lord has forgiven me not only 70 times 7, but innumerable times. And there again, you see, we have to forgive. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, if there is anything in our lives, you know, let us not be despondent. Anger can kill us, can eat us up. Because anger leads to revenge, you see. Anger comes from the mind. Love comes from the heart. Let us try and ask the Lord to forgive us. Everyone, as you and I know, gets annoyed from time to time. Anger is natural, but it need not trigger insults or violence. We see in Christ's life himself, he got angry. Remember the instance where that they were exchanging, you see, money, and he went up there and threw everything out and says, you know, he says, don't make my Father's house a den of thieves. Get angry, but sin not. After flaring up of irritation comes a choice. By a steadfast refusal to retaliate, or a quiet instance on meeting negativity with goodness. We choose to imitate the way God deals with us. Sometimes The loving choice may be to stand up to unacceptable behavior, to be protective. A parent has to be protective of the children. You know it as I know it, see. You know, the scandals in the church. To help people understand the consequences of the action. That is not revenge. Love restores and teaches and heals. It does not harm or destroy. So more important than feeling love for our enemies is showing love. Showing love. It was by watching how Jesus showed love that people began to understand. His love was an action. The very first sign of love was when he forestalled the embarrassment, you know, at Cana in Galilee. He forgave Mary Magdalene. He forgave, you see, the woman at the well. But he confronted her. And the woman says, "Lord, give me waters that will last forever." In truth, this man was the Son of God, was the soldier, you know, under the cross. This was the Son of God. People, my dear brothers and sisters, can see that God's likeness in us whenever we look for good in others. You and I know from our own experiences, I know from my own priesthood there, you know, it's easier, you see, to find faults. And today the Lord's telling us, you know, try and see good in other people. Yes, as we forgive others, God forgives us. Jesus used the colorful analogy of someone who deals out as generous a measure as possible. Generosity has no limits. Kindness has no limits. Again, to conclude, the words of Mother Teresa. We need humility, we need love to forgive. And we need humility to forget. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kindly stand, please. I believe.